Is Tyra Banks a tyrant? Is American Idol over before it already begins? That and much more. And we got Larry Sims in studio from Bravo's Invite Only. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Is my volume supposed to be up more?
A little bit, maybe.
Turn it up.
There we go. Thank you.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's reality check. Unfortunately, Ashley couldn't be here today on this Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, first and foremost. But it's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with the one and only Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
And you know, we had to bring him. He came in this week, but we wanted to bring him back in for reality check because we need one after last night's episode.
Bravo's latest show,
Invite Only. Larry, what up, boy?
What up, y'all? Thanks for having me back, man.
Thanks for spending the holiday with us.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. As we sip.
Sip.
had to spike the punch today.
I know, but you didn't bring no ribs. What's wrong with you?
Well, Memorial Day on a budget. That's where we're gonna stay. All right. Speaking of budgets, the budget got cut apparently in 3LW. So I never knew all this tea. Growing up, you know what I mean? We didn't have Lifetime wasn't making movies on everybody. The Shade Room wasn't around.
We didn't have the Twitters for people to be going at each other.
So I didn't know the drama that was happening within, other than like Destiny's Child, like, cause it was just so overly like publicized, but within 3LW, I didn't know, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, they're gone. Now she's a Cheetah Girl or something like that. Like somehow 3LW just became the Cheetah Girls and it was just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
But so real quickly, you used to dance for 3LW.
I was a dancer for 3LW for a very small stint.
Very short moment in time.
Who else you used to dance for?
But that was like during the time that I used to dance for Black, Bring It All to Me. Those babies are to me. Hey, yeah. I danced with a lot of people. I was in Dreamgirls, Stomp the Yard, Missy. I danced with Missy for years. She's still one of my closest friends. And
what's your favorite Missy Elliott song to dance to?
My last music video that I did with her was Lose Control.
Okay. Ooh.
I still love, like, That's She's a Bitch. My first music video with her was Get Your Freak On.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I totally could see you in the Get Your Freak On video. I don't even know what I would be doing right here. Favorite 3LW song you dance with?
I do. The one you just came in. Yeah. Like, we used to rock hard on that joint.
So, what's T? Like, what was T back then? So, apparently, I didn't know all this, but Miss Natori Naughton got kicked out the group. And, you know, comments have been said that, you know, it's due to some ties of the fact that Miss Keeley's mom was the manager.
At the time, yeah.
At the time, and she didn't really care for too much for Miss Naturi. There was some racial commentary that was going around that maybe the dark skinned girl couldn't hang with the other two and she had an understudy or whatnot. And I'm like, how only one girl get an understudy?
Question.
But we're all saying this because on The Real this week, Naturi came on to talk about she's having a baby, Power is coming back, and Adrian really kind of took hold of the interview and it was freaking awkward as hell. Like, it was just seemed overly PR'd. Like, the first thing she jumped out, no one said nothing about drama in 3LW. Okay, obviously, you know, we have to talk about 3LW. Do you remember, like, how many years ago when I pulled you aside and I apologized for all the bad things that happened in the group?
Natori was like, yeah.
I'm going to show you when you won an NAACP award. I put it on my Snapchat. Take a look.
You're kidding me.
No.
She's like, I'm here. This is something she's always dreamed about.
Yes, it was so weird. And Natori sat there the whole time just kind of smiling like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, it didn't look like she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like,
this is so much.
It didn't look that way at all.
Didn't prep her before the show?
I don't know. Because, you know, usually they'll tell you, like, we're going to talk about these things and this is going to come up. I don't know if she knew that was going down. It seemed like it was a reality check. Unless she just really can't fake it when it comes to their former bullshit and she just had to just sit there and try to smile and deal with it.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it comes down to. Because it's like, girl, the you're my thing is Adrienne outed herself in this entire interview. Like, every time you kept speaking about how amazing your friendship is with this girl, it's of a time of you being at an award show where you bumped into her. It wasn't like you you're like hitting her up like, hey girl, you know, like, I'm really sorry that all that shit happened. And I don't know. So I'm just personally never been here for Miss Adrienne. And after these two stories, I'm not. The next story is that Miss Adrienne felt like on the reel telling Monique that you don't need to be loud because being loud doesn't mean you're keeping it real. And this is in reference to a clip of Monique going viral where she basically told Oprah to suck her dick. And
ouch.
You know, Monique clapped back at Miss Adrienne and was basically and very nicely too.
She was like, baby, let's talk, honey. Let's have a conversation. She literally said, my sister, my love, baby, sweetheart, you don't know what I've been through. You ain't been through
what I'm doing is for you.
Oscar nominated, like, you, we can talk about it, but you ain't ready for this yet. But if you want to talk, we can talk.
She said, I've been trying. She said, well, I'm raising my voice for young women like you who haven't won an Academy Award. But me and my husband would love the opportunity to cut, and then she said, I probably won't get a response back, but me and my husband would love the opportunity to come onto the reel and talk about it.
In Adrienne's defense, she wasn't all the way left when she made the comment. Like, it's kind of being made it seem like she was, they were talking about the Monique thing, but she was talking about this whole idea that in order to keep it real, we got to be boisterous and get
right, but that's if we're talking about, like, Cardi B, like you say that.
Well, yeah, well, I'm just
saying. Like, now we're talking about Monique, who...
But her overall point made sense. It just maybe wasn't as, meant for Monique as she thought.
I'm surprised that Monique even said anything in response to that.
Well, she just wants to go on the reel and really talk about it, probably.
Yeah. Like, she wants to talk about it
tomorrow. Yeah.
She keeping that news channel going.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah, you know. I get it, yeah. I know there have been a couple of beefs with the real girls and people that have responded back, I guess, to get that sort of let me stay in the mix kind of thing.
Yeah.
I learned from, you know, Tracee Ellis Ross is a good friend of mine, and she's a client, and you know, I'm from the school of class, and
that's why
Tracee says her mom Diana Ross, like, throughout all of the crazy stuff that was said throughout her career about her, she never once responded to anything. And that, like, that to me is a real star. Somebody who's so unbothered, and I know that probably doesn't really help, like, the blogs and, you know, and all of, like, the trash TV or the trash publications, but, like, it's just, like, the epitome of class is to just not say anything.
I agree with that to a point. I think when Diana Ross came out, that's something that you could do. Like, that was the point, was to be kept away. Now it's like, if you're going to be out here, there's two different types of celebrities right now. There's ones that they're like vampires. They're like looking for the paparazzi. They're calling and telling them, oh, I'm going to be at the Ivy at this time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's that. And then, you know, kids are looking up to these people. But then there's also the flip side, the people who really have a talent and have art, but you have to kind of get yourself to that spot. And I think old school Hollywood, it's easy for them to say something like that because they're kind of established right now, and it's like,
yeah. But Tracee applies it to her modern career. Yeah. Like, she's on TV, she's on Black-ish, and people say crazy things all the time about a lot of people that she knows, if it's not about her, and she just refuses to. She stays above the fray, you know.
That's because you talent. You got that talent.
You got that talent. These other girls. And you have history, you know.
You ain't making a Tracee Ellis Ross emoji keyboard.
But in their defense,
wow. Right. Exactly.
But in their defense, it's a different world. It's still a different world now. Like, your social media can affect your brand whether you want it to or not.
Absolutely.
So if there's a certain untruth that is going to affect what you are selling, then it may be necessary for you to say something back. Yeah. How you say it back and through what channels you do it, it's still up to you.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, when Rihanna does it, it works for her because it's like her brand. Oh, Rihanna's badass. She's responding. Like, kids will, like, say shit to Rihanna just so she'll talk back to her. Like, Or, like, what's his name? Gordon Ramsay is another one.
Yeah.
I love his shade.
Yeah, he's crazy. But then on the flip side, you get Beyonce, who barely claps back about anything.
She doesn't even breathe.
She doesn't even. Has she ever?
She just says. Yeah, no. She's unbothered.
Because she probably doesn't even know it's happening.
Exactly.
Who has time to read that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pregnant with twins and making miracles in the studio. Like,
Exactly.
No. Well, someone who isn't making miracles is apparently Miss Tyra, or she's causing headlines just to get America's Got Talent some more views. So Tyra's being sued by a contestant.
So weird. Already?
It's so weird.
I love Tyra.
I don't know if I believe this. I honestly think that she's... I think she's fishing this story out. So basically, Jane Doe, who doesn't want to release their name, her parents...
She's a minor. That's
right. Oh, wow. If this happened. So her parents apparently went on the show. They performed a song, an original content song that they wrote for her, their daughter, who was backstage with Tyra. So apparently the song was so horrible that Tyra was just... Now, I can picture Tyra being very excited and getting, you know, a little shaky excited. So apparently Tyra, like, grabbed this girl and was like, "You're a parent! Are horrible. You need new family parents or whatever." And she said all this stuff, like, "The song sucks" and all this stuff. And the girl was so damaged by this and traumatized that the parents, you know, weeks later realized that, like, their daughter will never be okay from this because they're so ashamed by her parents now. So they're now suing Tyra Banks. Wow. Also, just so you guys know, America's Got Talent airs tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Larry's face is literally like, "Is this real life?" No. No.
This hunt.
That's insane. That is not real life. They just...
People are always looking for an opportunity to sue somebody.
Sure.
Like, it's just, if you sneeze on somebody, they're like, "Lawsuit, I'm going to sue you." You know?
No, New York, them pedestrians, they'd be just sitting on the side of the...
Exactly.
Just walk in front of a little taxi. Right? Get a little stunt.
That is a mess.
All right, so I've been watching some new TV this week. You know what I mean? Because I got my YouTube TV. My subscription finally kicked in, and I'm settling with it, everybody. Okay, so I'm here to support YouTube TV. I love it because I can watch all my shows live now, like invite only. Watch it last night, which we're going to get into because Messy
sure
Larry over here.
Messy.
I know. You're trying to propose.
What's going on with the live chat?
Not me.
What's going on with the live chat?
Live chat.
Is that just like nobody here? Like, we just like, bye.
Because they're usually on Sunday. Where do they go?
I look a little unrefreshed.
All
right. So have y'all been seeing the Bachelor yet?
I tried so hard.
I'm like,
you're into it.
See, last season I got obsessed. I started getting obsessed with it because it's just like, it brings me back to like I Love New York and all that stuff. But like the Waboom guy, I can't. Like, ABC, stop it. That's like, I don't even know. I'm like, want to say it's almost racist that you put him on. They're like, why would you do that? That's crazy. That's psycho. He's not even a real person. We're not even, I was going to play a clip, but we're not going to even give him that.
But he might find love.
Not here. This ain't the show. He need to be on VH1.
But she might love him.
No, she won't.
She really believes she about to find love.
Okay, and then she made out with this Ricky Martin looking man, which he was fine, and I think like that's what I like. Would you guys ever on a dating show? I think like I would know. I'd be like, okay, you can stay because I'm gonna make out with you one episode, and then you're gonna be kicked off after that. Like, I think that the guy that she made out with in the first episode, that's all it is. She don't really want him.
She don't want
like
him anymore.
Wait, you talking about the one that rolled up on her and put his tongue down her throat?
Sure.
Or the other?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Well, that was an accident. Like, she didn't like.
What's that? That's an accident? Not accident. That's like, all super intentional.
It was super intentional on his part.
Okay, Emily.
On his part.
On his part. What I'm saying is, you know, he just popped up on her like, "Hey, girl." Like, and it's kind of like, if it was good and you weren't grossed out, then okay, I'll just let this happen. But it wasn't like, "Oh, he's hot. I'm about to make out with him." It wasn't like planned on her part. So it was an accident, you know?
But she gave him the first impression, Rose, which I mean, I guess he did make
first
impression.
I mean, he made an impression.
You're shoving your tongue down.
It must have been a good one.
Yeah.
Literally. He didn't lick her teeth or nothing, so it was all good. Yo, tragedy. Don't lick somebody's teeth. That's another story.
He licked your teeth? I didn't see it.
No, he didn't.
I just saw like clips of it. Really? I'm like...
No, there's a situation. It's another conversation, y'all. Okay. But he didn't lick
her
teeth.
I'm here to open it. Also, another awkward Bachelor on there is... So apparently, and I tried to like put myself in the situation because I used to work at the Boys and Girls Club, but she used to work at a summer camp. And one of her students from the camp...
That's so weird.
...is there.
That's weird.
And, like, at first I thought it was, like, someone, like... from, like, maybe he was a counselor and, like, they, like, had something. I was like, that's kind of cool that they would go back in her life and find somebody.
From her camp.
Yeah. And he was, like, a bad kid. She used to have to punish him all the time.
Oh, wow.
That is bizarre.
That's a little weird.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. And then I'm, like, reading in the, I don't know if you guys seen the blogs about the 28-year-old teacher in Florida, the fourth grade teacher making out with the 10-year-old boy for gummy bears.
Okay, that's no. We can't put that in the same category, though.
Sir!
Because summer camp, was he at least high school?
I don't know. Who inside? I don't know. Like, I mean, what, for me, she, Boys and Girls Club.
High school, summer camp. Do people go to summer camp in high school?
That's what I'm like. Like, you should be done by like 13, 14. Yeah, yeah, like, if you driving and you like gotta go to summer camp, jabbing yourself to summer camp.
That's weird. You're right. That's weird. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, but you guys can watch The Bachelor Monday tonight at 8 p.m.
Well, good for her. She got the show, and it's all good.
Good for him, too. Jamie Foxx got that Beat Shazam.
Yay,
so.
I like it.
I love Shazam. I think that's a really great... No, I love Shazam, the app.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. So, like, and I love music, so I probably would murder that show.
Oh my God. $1 million. I watched the first one.
Good thing I didn't, but we should have did it, because honestly, I watched that shit. I was like...
I thought of you because I was like, Jesse always remembers. Like, I'll be like, I know it, but I can't think of it. He always knows the song.
And it's like all the categories. I'd be right through them all. I'd be like,
It was a brilliant idea. Jamie Foxx.
Cool
idea. Real smart.
Yeah, very
smart.
For
a nice, like, summer game show, like, that's fantastic.
And he's a fun host for it.
Yeah.
And he's a great musician.
Exactly.
He knows his stuff, so yeah, it makes sense.
What was that? Have you guys ever had a weird Shazam experience?
Not
I'll
weird,
tell you mine.
Like, my most challenging one was, like, I was in, I don't even know, some, like, random store, like, Kohl's. I don't know. But, like, I could hear the tune, like, part of it, and then I used my phone, and it wasn't working, and I really needed, like, you know when you know something, and it's, like, in your brain, and it's not going to leave until you know? It wasn't picking it up, so I was, like, climbing up on some stuff to try to get closer to the speaker, because it wasn't turned up enough. And we had a little accident. But it's okay. The mannequin survived. I didn't break anything. It was fine. But, like, that was the awkward, like, oh, shit.
The big question is, did you get the song?
Right.
I did, and I have no idea what song it was. I don't remember what song it was. I don't remember what song it was.
Mine was I Got the Juice by don't know the name, Indie something. And I was driving down Cahuenga, and I heard it in someone else's car, and I was like, ooh. And I put my phone down, my window down. I didn't want them to hear it, like, see me, like, doing the act, so I was just kind of like... But then I couldn't fully get it, and it really picked it up from the next car. But then they caught me, and I was like, I could have just asked them. And I was
like,
but now it's Shazam.
You don't want to seem like a weirdo that's stalking the
car
next to you.
Right, that's
true.
Right
there. That's why you should just ask.
And that's why I would win $1 million on Shazam. Beat Shazam. That's on Fox Thursdays at 8. Also really excited, Chef Gordon Ramsay starring his new show called The F Word, May 31st. That's this Wednesday on Fox. And shout out to Tiana Hobson. DHL, because she's working over there with them.
We're trying to go eat over there.
All right, another show I've been watching.
Keep a show, doesn't he?
Yeah, he keeps like four. He's got like a whole
Because Master
right
Chef's
now.
About to come back. The Junior just ended. Yeah. I wish the Hotel Hell continued.
You love the hotel.
That was the best show he ever put out. It was just
That's crazy. Have you ever eaten his food?
Yep. I went to
Gordon Ramsay?
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
nice.
He did that.
And I went to his restaurant. But the Hell's Kitchen experience, we didn't get dessert because he kicked everyone out of the kitchen.
Out of the restaurant? Yeah. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, he was done with the boy team. Like, he was done with everybody. He's like, it's enough. And I was like, well, I really wanted that salted caramel pretzel. all right, so another show I've been, like, trying to check out is Meet Me at the Abbey. It's on Sundays at 10 p.m. I'm not here for it. I tried. I really tried to, like, give it the attention, the time. Because it's like, okay, I'm someone who frequents the Abbey.
Yeah.
What I see on television and what I'm getting in the show and then versus
brother?
In real life, like, it's just not...
What you feel different?
Like, I feel like they're, like, trying to make it...
Pump Rules?
The Hills.
Pump Rules, a little bit of The Hills, but more so it's like, I feel like they take the almost the gayness away from it, like, in a sense. Like, they try to kind of straighten it up a little bit too much for me, and I'm just like, it's the Abbey. This is, like, literally, like, the gay Mecca. And I understand, like, that's where people bring their straight friends, because they tend to feel more comfortable for whatever reason there. But I'm just like, I don't know, it's not giving it. I see one season.
But it would have been more, you think that it would have been more authentic if they would have actually had...
Like, really dived into the culture of West Hollywood for the Abbey.
Are the people on the show actually employees of the Abbey, or do they work?
All of them dancers and
Well, there's a couple
waiters?
Girls, and it's like...
There's a lot of... It was too many girls, in my opinion, for the cast.
Yeah, and it's like, they, like, want gay boys... They want, like, babies from... That's, like, one of your situations. Like, it's like, Brianna's over here wanting to get married to you, and you sitting over here... Bianca, and you like
Brianna.
And then but on the Abbey, the girl wants this man's sperm because for years they've been friends, and then the other girl's mad because she wants his sperm and he promised her years ago that he was gonna get the sperm, and it's like this sperm. Which is a true thing.
It
like that happens.
It happens.
It does happen.
In life.
It happens.
But like that's like a side B story. It's not like that shouldn't be like the Abbey's main focus. You know, I don't know. Just I'm not here for it. Sorry, E. Love you.
Well, they looked cute in the picture. I didn't actually
see I mean,
that.
Production quality.
They looked, I mean, they
great production quality.
You know,
you know what I'm saying? As long as you hot, you get a show. Yeah. Boop. Hey. Speaking of that, invite only, Cabo.
Come through, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all doing some things in Cabo.
Okay.
We having fun.
We got
show up.
Yeah. Ladies looking for marriage and somebody else humping and dancing on somebody else.
Let's just really get down to it. Because so we were at the premiere party with you.
Yeah.
So we got to see you in your element.
Yeah.
And with all your friends.
What'd you think?
Y'all are turned up. Fascinating situation.
Fascinating
is a good
word. Really?
Great word.
You guys are fascinated.
I was definitely fascinated. And it's fascinating to watch y'all watch yourselves.
And then especially to see the people, because I didn't like really know too much about the show until I'd really met you and then what you were telling me. And then you see the previews, but when you don't really know a cast, you know, it's hard to pick them out. So as people are coming into the house, I'm not knowing who, like, I didn't know who Emily was. And so I'm just looking at this girl. I'm like, she's just walking around here like she just owned this place. Like, like
where so does Emily come from? Okay, so Emily. Okay.
So it was interesting to see how everyone acted before watching the show.
Yeah.
Then while we were watching the show.
Yeah.
Then
it
after.
Was like, oh, she moved over there.
She's
I don't
here.
Even know where
She's
she went
there.
At this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then afterwards, we got to, you know what I mean?
Have a little
mix and mingle and talk a little
that's
bit.
Fun.
But
fun.
You got, did you guys talk to any of the
sure
cast members?
Sure I hear the reunion's going to
be epic.
And I heard nobody knows this, but a few people. But apparently, some tea's going to go down on this reunion.
Yeah, everybody is fighting for a reunion. Everybody wants to be on the couch. Everybody wants to. Like, you know, this is one of those things where we shot that show back in October. And, you know, October, November. And it's like when you are actually watching it now, back, you're like, fuck. And none of us really knew what the next person was saying in their interviews. So
the interviews do it.
The interviews do it. You know, they keep you like sequestered. They keep you away from each other. And we're like watching it live with you guys. When you guys see it, we probably get it a couple hours. Well, we get it 24 hours before. But the whole point is, like, people are like now amped, like, oh, really, she said that? Or really, he did that? Or I can't believe that response was that. So, yeah, they're wanting a reunion desperately.
So what was your, we know what our experience was like when we were watching it. So as we're watching it, you know, Emily's biting her nail, taking her nails off with her teeth at the restaurant. She's like double dipping in the guac. And
a mess.
Yeah.
And she brought her mom to the premiere party, who was like, that was like the most fascinating for me. I just kept looking back at her mom because her mom had a choker on. I was like, okay.
Her mom made that choker.
Okay.
Handmade that choker.
I was like, she seemed like she gets a little down. I was like, okay, so she ain't gonna be mad at her daughter.
Yeah.
Well, honey, she didn't know who her daughter was because she was like, taken aback watching this, and then her Emily went to the other side of the room because she was gonna wanted to mess with homegirl
Kamani,
because Miss Kamani. And then I'm sure after last night's episode,
I mean,
so what kind of damage control did you have to do that night?
Well, I tried not to think about anybody that night. Like, I had pulled everything off. Like, me and Bianca single-handedly, and along with another friend of mine, Monica, we really put together that party. So like for me, I wanted to make sure that I just had a great time and I relaxed. I knew that I really didn't think that Kamani was going to show up, because in real life she just cannot stomach Emily.
Oh, it's like that.
Like,
it's
can't that stomach bad. It. Can't stomach her. Doesn't want to be in the same room with her. Like, I mean, to the point where we've done stuff after the show as a group, and Kamani's just not been a part of it. She's just not showing up. Invited to, but has just not shown up. If it wasn't Emily, she had a feeling about. It was a goose she had a feeling about. So, yeah, I mean, like, that night in particular, I was like, I'm just going to, like, stay back, and I'm going to just relax, but I didn't even see them interact with each other. Y'all were watching more than I was.
I sure was.
They were shooting eyes across the room for the evening.
It I'm sure, like, they definitely didn't have a drink together or a conversation.
No. But it's interesting that you say that they're really not, like, to the point they, because I would have hoped at least they were sort of like, that was there, and now.
Or
we're
I feel
all
like
right.
Emily probably is the type of person because
Emily,
like,
didn't seem like she cares anymore. Like, she wants to say her piece at the reunion, but she seemed like she would just be chill, like, whatever, like, it happened.
Emily's been taking notes for the reunion, just so we're clear.
Emily, we're gonna get you a job at AfterBuzz, girl.
Exactly.
She definitely said she was ready for when the reunion comes. We ain't ready for what she got.
Oh, no. I mean,
and
like,
Andy, if you don't do that, we're going to do it right up in here. We got this couch right up in here.
Oh, y'all.
All right. So I watched last night's episode. We watched last night's episode.
Okay.
So what is your, like, relationship with Bianca for real? Because, like,
Inquiring minds want to know.
Like, let's not put a box out here, but, like, let's really put the box
put
out
a box
here. Like,
give us
what's your sexuality? Are you into men? Are you into girls? Are you, like, one of those, like, I don't like boxes? Like, what's tea? Why does is Bianca like that friend that's
why
like, girl?
Talking about marriage
I know we joke
pool.
About that, but, like, because I got a friend like that, too.
Right. No, the reality of it is that me and Bianca are really living our truth. Like, Bianca is, there has been, like, a natural attraction that we've had for each other. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is unexplainable. I think that it's very confusing for people that outside are looking in. We babe each other to death. I met Bianca off of the heels of, you know, her going through a situation with her former husband. And we just became really close with each other. And it was just something like our chemistries with each other. It was one of those things where it was undeniable. And I think people that maybe know one side of me, it's hard to really, like, I'm an all-loving guy. I've had girlfriends. I've dated guys. I've done it all, you know. And I really am not, in terms of, like, being attracted to someone sexually, I haven't put myself in a box, you know. And Bianca, like, I feel like she's one of those people that a lot of people should really take heed from, because she does love without discrimination.
Because she's like, time's up. Look, I know what
except
we said.
She was like,
Well, she loves without discrimination. And I think that she, I mean, like, people, the thing that people are doing right now that I'm seeing, like, on social media and in the blogs and whatnot, they're portraying this thing with me and Bianca as Larry is in the closet and Larry is gay and he doesn't want her to know and he's playing her. She doesn't know that he's gay and she doesn't know that he's been with me. So they're from a viewer standpoint, they're taking away that, you know, we're playing this game of cat and mouse and I'm hiding this life that I have over here and she doesn't know about this life that I have and she's oblivious to it, which makes her stupid.
Which wouldn't be her best friend.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Bianca knows everything about me. She knows every relationship that I've been in. I know every relationship that she's been in terms of, like, from the time that we met each other. So it's not that what everybody is seeing are two people that have a genuine attraction to each other, where Bianca probably is trying to figure out a little more than I am, because as you can see on the show, I'm stressed.
I'm not in a relationship. This is not
a relationship.
And then gonna go run and tell that goo.
But I mean, it is.
Gonna go run and catty chatty over here. Wendy Williams gonna go run, sit
on
the couch with a goo.
With somebody else.
Goo, I need to talk to you. And she gonna walk like an episode of Bad Girls Club. That's what this looked like. Where Bianca come down.
She slams it too. She was in the kitchen talking about it.
Messy.
But that wasn't messy.
And
though.
Then
that
he said,
"He
gonna
talking
say
about."
No, you was talking. As soon as she walked in, he's like, Yeah, so
change the subject. No, change the subject. I love when they insert.
So yeah, that's what I said.
Change the subject in my interview.
Editors are amazing.
They are amazing. No. But when me and her discussed it on the couch outside, she said you were in there talking about me, and I didn't back down from it. I was like, yeah, I was talking to my boy about something that I know that he could relate to, and
I bet he could. And we interviewed him on Thursday too.
Right, exactly. You already know. You know, that's my homie.
Did.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's one of those things where, yeah, people just have to watch. It's all going to unfold. Nobody is living a lie. Nobody's trying to pull a wool over anybody's eyes. Nobody's being fake. Nobody is embarrassed about who they are. Like, it is what it is. Just keep watching. It's all going to unfold. And it'll all make sense at the end.
Okay, well, see, they done told us you're going to give her a ring next week in the previews.
I am going to give her a ring next week.
Give her a ring.
You don't Tiffany even know, Evans, promise ring. Bet
you don't even know what
promise.
The ring is.
We want to know what the ring is about.
Well,
now.
Just keep watching.
I promise
you. No, you got to keep watching.
We got to wait.
You got to watch.
Larry going to pull up.
Can't have a girl talking about marriage one week and then the next week giving her a ring.
Girl, Larry going to have a door number two. I already know there's going to be a door number two somewhere. And someone go, ding dong. I already know. This show ain't done, honey. Let surprise up here.
We got a long way to go. We just getting started.
There's definitely a lot of surprises that are coming in the weeks to come. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks they figured it out, but you have no idea how this is about to go down.
Messy. All right. Let's keep it even messier.
Exciting.
Season 2. Andy says to you, you can only bring two people from season 1. Who are they?
Wow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I'm bringing Emily back for sure.
Yeah.
Them ratings.
That's number one. Number two, if I had to bring a second one back, it would be Jermaine. Because he's like, jokes are us. I mean, I don't know if we could really deal with a second season of Kamani and Emily at each other's throats, because that's getting, you know.
I mean, you just replace Kamani with anyone because they're going to end up not liking it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Bianca, I love Bianca, and we could go on our own vacation, but I think that, you know, it's like if.
That's a spinoff.
Hey. Larry and Bianca.
Exactly.
How many people have you ever talked to at the same time?
And I've never done it in a serious relationship. Spoken to, like, in terms of, like, trying to get
like
to know.
Like, day of.
Oh, yeah, that's a natural thing.
You're
like
30.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 30, but because my attention span. I don't have the patience for that.
Too much. I don't have time for that. They said he don't like drama. That's drama right there.
That is drama right there. Yeah, no, I mean, like, a couple at a time. Only because, also, I'm really dumb busy, and when I'm exhausted.
You go through spurts, so it's like either nothing or it's like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't do good with the whole juggle thing.
So I heard, you know, I mean, apparently that Andy Cohen like him a little chocolate. So has he ever like flirtatiously flirted with you?
No.
Asked you to dinner? Because I heard that that's something that he frequents, dinner a lot.
Number one, I love and respect Andy Cohen. And we haven't met since the show. What's crazy is that I've been on his show with, like, my clients when I've gone there to, like, get them ready, you know, like, for press runs and stuff like that. But me and him have never actually had any interaction with each
really?
Other.
Really?
Since the show. Yeah. You said what?
Would he be your type?
Would Andy be my type?
Yeah.
Andy's handsome.
Okay.
You know.
Didn't answer the question. All right. Speaking of hosts, Ryan Seacrest is in the news for a few things. One, he's with Kelly and Ryan doing it over there. But he's going to be coming back. Apparently, rumor has it, maybe to American Idol. It hasn't been 100% confirmed officially. They're working on some paperwork. But the tea comes from the fact that Katy Perry was picked up as a judge. And so the tea comes from this. So Katy Perry was up for the running to be a judge for American Idol. They weren't really too sure from it because she asked for $25 million. And they were like, all right, girl, hold up. Ryan Seacrest only gets paid 10. She was like, well, I'm only doing it for $25 million. So the upfronts were apparently only a few days away. So they basically were like, All right. Well, we need to get some sort of buzz because they don't have any hosts guaranteed. So apparently, like, Paulo Randy will come back, but only for, like, a few episodes. They're not doing, like, a full run of it. So Fox was like, we're going to pay it out. Well, I guess it, what, ABC now is going to pay it out. They're going to pay Katy Perry $25 million.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
But so that she showed up to the upfront.
Shout out to her and her attorneys. That is brilliant.
She got 65 or 68% of the percentage that was going to go to the judges.
Yeah.
So now whoever they get is going to get nothing. Yeah, they're going to
I mean, do you guys think that Katy has that draw?
No, absolutely. No. Well, no.
No.
Especially right now, because I think people, her, what she's doing right now musically, I think is like,
people are like, what's going
on? This ain't Teenage Dream. This ain't, like, what's happening? Like, why is that boy doing that? Why are you on stage doing that?
Why you say that? Did you see? Why is that boy doing that? Look, a girl could cut her hair, damn, and dye it blonde. She's in her
Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears moment.
Right.
Oh, that's what we're calling it, ethnic phase.
Well, when they, when they explore the ethnic phase.
The I date black guys haircut.
Right.
So, yes. So that'll be interesting to see who they get for that. Now it's just kind of shade to any other judge that comes on board.
It's a lot of money. That just means they're not going to get another big name.
I'll do it. Y'all go. Just pay me $1 million and I'll be a judge on American Idol. Because apparently you don't got to be able to sing that great.
Wow. $25 million for a TV show?
Mm-hmm. That's a diva move if I'd done ever heard one.
But that's how they did it, like, in film. Like, because, no shade, like, that was the move that, like, Jim Carrey and all, I think it was Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell, and I forget the other person, like, when they made it $20 million, like, a paycheck, like, in the, I think it was, like, late 90s. They just went for it, and they were the first ones to do it. Their lawyers negotiated the deal, and then $20 million became the, like, A-list, like, price. So shout out to her because she pulled that shit off.
And go ahead,
who
would have
thought Katy Perry would have?
I mean, yeah, because I want to say Britney, when she did X Factor, got $18 million.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah, I want to say was like a, I want to say was like 16, 17 for Idol.
I mean, should Idol
no,
even
I
be
don't
coming
even
back
think
right
that.
Now?
No, like, to be honest, no. Because, like, even The Voice is kind of, like, drowning out for me. Something else that shouldn't be coming back is Peter Thomas, but apparently he is.
Yes, he should. I vote for Peter.
Mm.
Why don't I know who Peter Thomas is? Ouch.
Because you probably haven't been at the bathhouses down in Atlanta.
Oh,
Peter
Jesse,
Thomas.
Stop.
Or Housewives.
Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia Bailey's ex-husband.
Yeah, he's not coming back?
He's coming back with his own show.
I'll get out of here.
Yes,
honey.
Good for Peter.
And not only that, not only does he be trying to come for the girl spots on Real Housewives of Atlanta, but he said, fuck Atlanta. He said, I'm coming for another housewife, and that's Lisa Vanderpump, because his new show is apparently going to be about the restaurant in Charlotte. And it's going to basically be a Pump Rules, just with Peter being.
I put a stamp.
I mean, way to spin that though. Like, he killed it. You know, not the housewives, but the husbands of the housewives, a lot of times they weren't getting paid.
No, they weren't getting paid.
So the fact that he was able to validate his presence there and turn it into a deal with Bravo was pretty pimp.
And that is good advertising. And we want him to keep that Charlotte restaurant open because the one in Atlanta didn't work out so well. So if this is going to help his restaurant, I'm for it. I like Peter. You hate on Peter.
I don't
Peter.
Hate him.
You hate on Peter.
Hate's a real strong
you
word.
You hate on him. Not
well, you know,
him.
I just felt like he was really aggressive to his ex-wife, but that's fine. Anyways.
That's why she liked him. Mm-hmm. Was that Jamaican?
Speaking of exes, Carly Red has an ex car right now because her Porsche was taken away. She's suing because she's saying that the dealership broke into her garage, stole her car, then went into her house, stole clothing and jewelry.
The dealership did that?
The dealership did this.
Isn't that called repo?
Oh, wow.
Well, and so she apparently paid like $43,000 off on a $57,000 car, Porsche. And, you know, she was really worried when she came home. So she used this app on her phone to locate her car. And so she's suing this dealership, which the dealership is saying, we didn't do that. We repoed the car legally. So I just felt like this is something we're going to watch because I just want to see, Carly, what you out here scamming? What you doing, girl? But what she's probably doing is trying to get some money back because apparently this past week, her, Mimi, Rashida, and Sierra, I don't watch the new season, so I don't know who Sierra is, went to Columbia High School in Georgia.
Lord Jesus.
They chose 10 seniors, and they cut checks for $295 each to pay for their gowns. Which, look, I don't want to laugh at. I
they
laughed
pay for
at
their
it.
Gowns to graduate
and things to graduate.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to laugh at it. I laughed for personal things, but like the fact that you're doing it, blessings. You know what I'm saying? I laughed because like Natalie Nunn, like she really be. One thing now, Natalie blocked me, and me and her have whatever beef we apparently have. But I will give Natalie that she really goes down here to these little high schools and she buys these kids prom dresses. Like, yeah. I will give that to Natalie Nunn. You had to get like five girls from here. Rashida's still paying off the bubblegum track and you $295. But it's blessings that you're giving away anyway.
That's true.
You
know, they couldn't afford their Calvin gowns. So.
I mean, you know what I mean? Maybe we would have got 15 if Carly didn't have this poor
but
situation.
Why are Calvin gowns? Wait, so they're just saying like $295 was like one person?
So ten people each. Person gets a $295 check to pay for like cap and gowns, and then what other
say,
what else
expensive it, have cap and gowns gotten in the last
well
like,
yeah I think that's probably
but
it's like
but I can imagine what the cap and gowns from. Like have now you get, like, your, you got like a slip
you get
under
a class
it for girls,
ring
like,
now a slip no,
I see on Shark Tank
Georgia but we ain't wearing slips no more.
I was about
more.
To say too
no you see well because I just seen on Shark Tank they had the wedding slip. So now it's when girls wear prom dresses or like wedding dresses, it's like this one thing. You just pick up the string so you can go in the bathroom with the dresses.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shark Tank.
That's fair enough.
The more you know.
But that's not that's new. Interesting. No, that's I mean, weird. Because they put
oh, really?
Those on wedding dresses so you can hook it and so you can bustle the dress and stuff.
Honey, Lori was looking at it like it was new. I mean, you know, Lori be out else. Real quick. Let's talk. Speaking of getting out real quick, Mel B's trying to get out of this situation real quick because her man trying to come, her ex-man, Steven trying to come after her. His lawyer basically is saying that he is broke, he is homeless, and he needs money right now. And
he sounds like a dick.
He's $60,000 in debit card debt, and he's basically suing her for some money. Mel comes out to say that he has this sex tape hanging over her head with the nanny, and the nanny's coming out being like, nah, bitch, like, you knew that we was making the sex tape. So there's a whole bunch of tea here. I'm just like, look, pay off the man $60,000.
Just pay off his credit card. Give him like a year's worth of a salary and move on with your life.
Because so that's what Aisha Tyler is doing too right
now.
Yeah,
because she has to pay her man like $2 million or something.
No, not $2 million. So she got to give him a lump sum of $500,000. And then every month for the next 4 years, $31,000 a month.
That is insane.
It's insane.
That is insane.
But if it was a woman, we wouldn't
no,
have the same feeling.
But it's
so
weird.
Like
it's weird.
If I were a man, I don't think I would want to take it because I'd feel. But at the same time,
well,
like
I mean,
you've been
you
living a certain
living
life. So it's fair.
But I think that there also needs to be like some sort of clause in that which states if you dog me out, if you disrespect me, if you cheat on me, like in a like, you know what I mean? Then are you really like.
Is that what you told Mary J? When you because you do her hair right?
Yeah, but I do. I do Mary's hair.
Did you flush him down? To
did the you give her any advice about?
Can't do
he's wrong for that.
Did you give her any advice about Mr. Can't Do?
Now, you know what? I stay
talking
out of Mary's personal life.
Pay my children's child support. Somebody should have slapped him.
I do know that Mary J. Blige is an amazing person with a beautiful heart and a dope spirit, and she deserves nothing but the best. That's
amen.
What I would say.
And can do ain't it. Bye.
Ain't it. Can't do. Bye. All right, so let's get into it. I just found this blind item online somewhere, and I was like, fuck it, why not? So we're going to call this section Messy Boots. So rumor has it that there was this A-list singer in West Hollywood on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Go ahead. So apparently he isn't like proclaimed like legendary status yet, but he's about to be. And they said that he's been married multiple times and he was caught making out with a man in WeHo. Now, I don't know who this is. I just found this as a blind item.
I
just thought it was some tea. We could go
he's
around to a few
people.
Legendary.
Well,
at first I was
like
well, at first I was like, well, that's like Tank, probably. And then I'm like, well, yeah, we wouldn't put legendary in there. I love Tank.
Yeah, see, I have a problem with stuff like this only because I think if anybody has anything to lose, the last place they're going to be making out with men is going to be in WeHo. Like, come on now. Like, I think that people love to talk about who's gay and who's straight, and I saw him here, and how the how
sure
you doing, and all of that. But
2017.
It's like, but let's be realistic about it. Also, like, you know, I love the fact that you're not saying the name, but I also feel like anybody that's legendary or on the brink of it would be a bit more careful than that.
That's why I agree. But then you know, we got these these let me call the paparazzi over at the Ivy.
To out themselves? People. Oh, well.
Because it's like a thing now. Like, it's like cool to be like kind of DL, but not really DL. But then, like, you might think that I might do it, but I really don't. Like, ODJ Jr., but that's fine. A little clapback situation happened. Rob Kardashian clapback. So this has just been going around all week. But basically, people have been saying it, but they've been basically kind of saying that Blac Chyna obviously had the baby out of spite. And Rob clapbacked, was like, yo, Blac Chyna didn't fuck me out of spite of hating on Kylie and Tyga. Like, that baby came out of natural love. Like, leave me alone. And I'm just like, Rob, why are you responding? Responding?
I don't, well.
That's a lot of work for spite.
I think.
Honey, I've seen some people put them right.
I don't know if it's spite or.
Spite on whose behalf?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she ain't that mad at Tyga. Like, in all the world. Like, if anything, it was.
Or she that mad at Kylie?
No.
I know some petty people who be like,
but
honestly,
petty,
like
having a baby.
I mean, yeah, but that baby is attached to a very large check.
I think it's attached to more of a come up, and I don't really think she saw that as an opportunity. If anything, like I don't necessarily think it came out of spite.
I mean, and see, here's the deal: like the lifelong commitment that you have to something that you're not attracted to for a check compromises the integrity of your life.
Anna Nicole Smith.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't make you happy. I've seen this story over and over again with a bunch of girls. Money does not make you happy. And
he seems like he would be, like, a loving person. So, yeah. Like, she just liked the attention. And then it was a great opportunity simultaneously. And it was a little bit of a jab at her ex. So it was kind of like, you know,
if I was her, I would have just got Rob real snatched back to when Rob was Rob.
She tried. That,
she did try. She did.
That was him.
Rob needs help, y'all. And not a TV show. Like I had not watched this last season of them.
I never have seen
stopped because I used to be really into the show and then I stopped like 2-3 years ago. But I watched this last season on Hulu because it was available finally, and I was like, this is like, it's painful to watch him. Like,
you're talking about Rob and Chyna show.
Rob and Chyna. Well, in that last season when he was appearing on the Kardashian show, well. And then his show was also coming out and doing their episodes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel bad. Like, brother, he needs help. Like, he needs support.
He needs a friend and not Lamar Odom. Oh. Well, and Scott Disick.
When you see them together on that show, though, as much as they were, like, bickering with each other, they definitely both held each other down.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't fake that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not to take it back with me and Bianca, but it's, like, one of those things where people are like, you're faking, it's fake. You can't fake chemistry. You can't fake what that is. We're not actors. Those guys... You can't fake what they have. You know what I'm saying?
Something was good.
Yeah, something in there was good.
Something
sure
worked.
Gusher.
But also what was bad was bad. Because when they get bad, it gets bad.
Well, yeah. And she tweaks.
She. So does he, though. Like, in his Snapchat, like, I was like, y'all, why? This is terrible.
And this is the other thing, like, in relationships, stop going to social media. Because that's just another, like, match that ignites everything. Boom, we got to move on because they want us to wrap up. Okay. Let's get into Reality Check and Reality X, though. All right, so we're going to go through these topics. You're going to Reality Check it or Reality X it. Okay. First and foremost, Nicki Minaj may have stated that her and Nas might be doing a little something, something. Are we here for that relationship? Reality Check or Reality X? Nicki Minaj and Nas.
I struggle, but I kind of check it. I'm checking for it. Like, I feel like, believe me, I'm obsessed with Nas and have been most of my adult, like, teenage life. And at first, it's kind of like, Nicki, but I think it could be really good for, they're hot.
Yeah, I'm reality checking it. You know, I know Khalees, his ex, you know, and I just feel like he doesn't date a lot of chicks. And when he goes public and chooses them, he stayed with Khalees for a long time.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they had a kid. They had a seed with each other. So I think that it could humble Nicki and make her happy and bring a level of normalcy to who she is, I'm hoping. I mean, and Nas is a down home homeboy from what, Brooklyn?
Bring her back to her, like,
see, as Nicki Minaj's gay friend in my head, I know some of his side chicks, and I'm just like,
But she's not a side chick.
I know
though.
She's not, but I'm just like, okay, when you're with Nicki Minaj, do all those other girls go away? Are you still buying them Rolexes and inviting them to D-list things that you wouldn't have Nicki at? That's my question, one. And then two, I know, but like my thing for Nicki, like I don't want that for Nicki, okay? Like,
but I mean,
and then two, is it also this Nicki being petty, like, oh, bitch, you wanted to try and ether me? Well, bitch, I'm fucking ether. Like, your fucking life, Remy. Like, is this the final, like, just fucking, you just presented yourself at the Billboard Music Awards with every diss track towards Remy Ma, and now here you are, fucking.
It might be a little bit of that, too, that some pleasure in that, but there is also some pleasure in
I mean,
the
Nas
that
is
Nas.
Fine. Like, I'm Nas not even going to act like he
Nas
ain't.
Is legendary. He's fly.
He's fly. He's fly. Yeah.
Speaking of also legendary, Toni Braxton came out to say that she is just so in love with Birdman, and that
don't make fun of Toni.
The other
you
day, Birdman,
her.
The
I love
other
Toni
day,
Braxton.
Love her too. He's who I don't her. Care for is she said, "Oh, B called me the other day, and he just told me that I give him butterflies."
That's sweet, Jesse.
What's wrong with that?
That's beautiful.
Jesse,
I vote yes.
Don't be that
damn
way.
It.
Yeah,
stop.
I'm checking for Toni. I love.
I love her.
I love Toni. I love the Braxtons.
Me too.
I grew up with them too. Like, I'm here for it.
And
I want
I support
Toni to be happy. She's been through a lot.
A little bit of thug horrificness in Birdman, and he got that. Sometimes that's the love you needed. And I don't know nothing about her ex-husband, but she said she ain't been happy in a long time, and she's scared to be happy.
And I'm Birdman, look, I'm here for that, happy, and I hope that works out. I hope there. The bird, I hope we honey. Don't get a story in 7 years from now. I hope we don't.
That he's home.
We don't hear negative
like
things about Birdman, do we? I mean, I'm not keeping my
Birdman?
Ear to the street.
I mean, it's been a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
Birdman has some stories.
Birdman, yeah, like, we don't know if Birdman, one, even plays for Toni Braxton's team. That's where, like,
he might play for all the... Guys... Everybody's not on one end or the other.
That's very
it's
true.
Exactly.
It's
it really
spectrum.
Is.
That's
it
very
really
true.
For most people,
a
it
lot
is a
of
spectrum.
People live their lives in that way. That it's a lot of people's truths, you know? And
I do believe that. I do believe that.
Live it openly. So if
exactly.
he is open with her, like, we should respect that and stop being like, oh, well, he messing with me and too. She, like, let him do. And if they, whatever they got between them works.
Hopefully it works, girl. I'm here for it, okay? Until we have to read about it next year. Who was she dating last year? Like, I'm just like,
she wasn't dating anybody. That's the point. She ain't dated nobody in a long time.
At least that we know about in public.
I mean, not like publicly. Yeah. So if it's public, maybe it means...
It means something.
Something.
Yeah,
you know?
It does. Yeah.
Maybe it does. All right. Well, this went public, and what it does mean is some negative shit. Shaq showed his goddamn foot on, I don't know what this was. It was like ESPN or something. So they
one of those sports shows.
They joked around and dared him to show, and he really did. And baby.
They're terrible.
I want to see.
I
didn't see
this.
It looked like a bear claw.
Like, they're like.
He pulled out his.
Like the donut, not even an actual bear claw. Like it looked like the donut of bear claw. Play that tape.
18 tonight. So what's your message if you're Brad Stevens?
Check out those claws.
Oh, I guess we're not going to.
They call them claws.
I guess we're not going
like,
to talk about
toes. Why is he showing his toes? Like, toes are.
It is, babe. That's a hard working man right there. Like that
made a lot of money on those feet.
On them feet. Them feet. Baby, they may not look however million dollars he is, but.
Dang near 20 years. Like, that's some work on your feet.
He's made some money on those feet, though.
Some money.
And he's like 8 feet tall. That's a lot of stress on your feet. That's, he got to carry all that body around.
Those feet are worth a lot of money.
So, you know, you
need
just...
to hit up the guys on bots. I also want to play this one for you guys. So, Wendy Williams dropped her emoji keyboard, right?
She did.
But it ain't got shit on this. Jocelyn Hernandez dropped hers. Take a look.
Everybody got an emoji keyboard.
Hey.
This is what you want, what you really, really want. What you
hey.
Really, really want.
Hey.
All my ladies. All my ladies. I got daddy. I got daddy. And that's all of us.
That's all of us.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Jocelyn for that. Love
so hot.
Her.
Hey, girl.
So hot.
I love
get your checks out
that bitch was
can.
Like, make the hips bigger.
For real. She's like, I got a baby now. I got things to take care of.
Okay, speaking of big hips, so Watch What Happens Live last night if you caught it right after Real Housewives of Potomac. An invite only. Kim Kardashian was on with Mr. Cohen.
She looked great. Naturally, like, even though we know it's not, like,
it was like a PR thing. Like, glowy, you gotta go. This is your first big interview.
But it was great. I thought she looked great. So good.
Yeah. And they did. They delivered. My favorite part of the interview, like the most authentic part of the interview for me, was Andy Cohen standing for Kim Kardashian. Like, he was so excited. Yeah. Like,
he
grabbed her hand and was like charged out, like. But she talked about a few things. I thought the Monica Rose question, the stylist of Monica Rose tea, was real bold of them. Have you heard about this tea in the industry?
No, I haven't.
But Kim kept it real cute. She was like, well, that was Courtney and Kylie's tea. It wasn't really my tea. And she kind of threw it on Kanye for that one. So that was cute. She also said that she was happy when Kylie and Tiger broke up. Interesting.
Who wasn't?
And then she also said that what everyone's saying was her most realist moment that they've seen from her is where she said that she was happy that the robbery happened in France because it changed her as a person. I wish she went a little deeper into that, but I mean, I guess we're on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live and it's not Oprah.
Or 2020 with Diane Torr.
You know, but we haven't heard her really give us something.
Oh, it's coming.
But she did do interview, didn't she? Maybe. Mm-hmm.
But like, not done, like, in depth to like really be like, interview. Why have you changed as a person?
Yeah. It was footage on the actual show and her
when she was talking
interviews.
About
Like, I that's so intriguing to me. Like, a huge celebrity who's been. But then also, you tell me you changed, but then when the Manchester thing happened, you post that picture, and I'm just kind of like,
she's changed something.
I found it interesting that Kanye completely took down all of her social media.
Yeah.
I mean, and for somebody who, like her, you know, thrives off of, you know, those numbers and what you put out there, for her to, like, not be on her phone or post as much is. It's refreshing, and it's a sign of growth.
I'm interested to see what happens with the Kardashians next. Obviously, it'll be, like you said, it'll be coming up on next season.
We'll
catch all the tea.
How many more seasons, like, signed up for? Two or three?
Until, I want to say it's, like, through 19.
I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
Can you believe that? No, it's been 10. And I never thought. I remember when it came out, I was like,
10 years.
That'll be gone in a little while.
Top Model, same thing.
Yeah. Coming back.
20 years.
Yep. Yeah. With all the original panel and everybody, too.
Yeah, which I love.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, bring everybody back that was originally
there. Not 20 years, but
like, I love it.
Yeah.
It's been about almost 20.
Has it?
17? I want to say we're picking
up
on it.
No, it's been 20 because I was.
Has it been 20?
Because American Idol has. Oh, maybe my God, not. We owe them.
I'm trying to think of, like, Top Model. Was I watching
Go Tara for the franchise.
Gone Girl. And she done sold a hell out of that.
Exactly.
So much money off of that.
All right, two more. Netflix is teaming up with Rihanna, Ava DuVernay, Issa and Lupita for this Black Twitter, a Tumblr post that went around that Black Twitter picked up, and Netflix got it from Cannes and is like, yes, we gonna produce this.
Make
so 2018 really is excited. Coming in. Also, reality check. Well, I'm gonna reality ex Tiger Woods for last night because apparently he got into a little incident where he had DUI and his PR told him to wake up this morning and make a public statement.
Oh, he made a statement. I didn't even
What did the statement
it.
Say?
Girl, he said, I was not drunk. I've been taking medication and I mixed it.
Well, he looked like he took medication and mixed it in his head, headshot, in his mugshot. Because I was like, oh, Tiger, honey.
No. Woo. Those mugshots are never right.
Honey.
Yeah.
Woo, honey, you was doing something. If you wasn't drunk, you was doing something. So
hopefully he was just really tired.
He was under the influence of something.
Yeah.
It might have been stress.
Sleep deprivation.
Stress and sleep deprivation.
There
he
we
wasn't
go.
Drunk. He was out in like 2 hours, though. Don't like I saw, I don't know if it's true, but I saw like the post with his picture or with the mugshot, and then it had like intake or whatever, like I don't know what the term was, and then outtake. It was literally like a 2.5-3 hour period.
Well, maybe he's worried like Bill Cosby is, because Bill Cosby seems to think people trying to
I can't talk
roofie
about
him
like, I can't even,
in hotels.
I can't even engage in
Sir,
the Bill Cosby conversation.
Like
anymore.
Katy Perry said, karma, she keep her receipts, boo. So we're gonna come around back at you. Just kidding. All right, we love you guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Larry, where can everyone catch you?
at Larry Jarrah Sims on all social media handles. Jarrah is J-A-R-A-H. Sims is with one M. Hey. Find me, follow me, watch Invite Only Cabo. We are halfway through next Sunday. Tune in.
Boom. Thank you for coming through. And
thank you
and
for having me.
Keeping it real and answering our firing questions.
I know, right?
Courtney, where can everyone follow you?
You can find me everywhere on social media at Stuart Starlet.
Boom. You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up across all social media platforms at BHL Online. And download us on iTunes. Hit the subscribe button. Rate us 5 stars because the other buttons don't work. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
See ya.
Executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.